Yes, Steve, any good story? You were saying something today to me.
Well, I couldn't remember the details of that story, but I was thinking earlier someone had asked you about suffering.
Suffering? Mm-hmm. We have been suffering a lot now, brother.
What's you don't want anyone suffering?
Suffering?
I was going to say something about suffering. I didn't want to bring it down, but now that you brought it up.
Good.
I'll just think. It was just one thing I wanted to say, because a few years ago, you had said about, and I don't like talking about this, but I'm just going to say it quick. It was about the Nazis, and you had somebody, I just want to say it quick, because I feel like all the pieces of the puzzle came together for me, but I was never really wondering about it, but I saw on TV it was a story about the Jews, and they're talking about the concentration camps and everything. And one man said that a rabbi had told all these people when these gas buses were coming to take them away, well, when we condemn Jesus, when the Jews condemned Jesus to death and said, let his blood be on our heads and our children's heads, perhaps this is our atonement for that, and let us go peacefully onto these buses and take it. So I thought, when you had told, I think, Bobby Bernstein one time, he said that it was his compassion for a group of his people. I thought, you know, isn't that amazing? What if it's really true that it is in reciprocation, it is a karmic debt that the Jews had to pay for what they did to Jesus, and that Baba was giving them a push to bring them to Baba himself in this life. So that's what I thought.
Where is John gone now?
I'm not here. I think Katie suggested that to some people in an interview once who were Jewish.
Well, what you say is so true. It is true. What the rabbi has said also is true and all that sort of thing. But remember one thing. Baba wouldn't take upon himself to give them the suffering. According to what they say. Well, because they condemned Jesus and blood on them or on their children and all that. But it's not the way of the Lord.
But whose is it? I mean, is it
forgiven? It's forgiven. When he has forgiven on the cross, because they know not. How is it possible? Yeah, it's not a vendetta or anything of the sort. No, but then this is true compassion on his part to have forgiven and at the same time allowing them to suffer so that they can give the call from their heart to him. You see? Not to Jesus or anybody, but to that which they believe in, you see.
I heard on a tape one of the Mandali said that through suffering comes wisdom, and Baba, the suffering of the millions of people endured, bring a push to all of mankind in this next period. All the people who suffered there in the concentration camps. And then when I read Night, an account of the experience of the concentration camp, they talked about how they were worked so hard that they left their body, you know, their mind left their body, and how selfless service people would do to save their sister and their mother, and how these great acts, and that to me, occurred to me, how these great acts gave them a lot of
push.
And
those who really died in the gas chambers and all that, as you all say it, I haven't seen the film or anything like that. But it is said, it is history, we all know it. But Baba once remarked on this. This whole topic came about, by somebody having given out this little thing from the Mandali talk that we had with Baba. And Baba said, you all know not what part Hitler played. He played his part well. And how could it be so? And how is Baba? What does it mean? He was a maniac and this and that and all that sort of thing. They started telling me and asking me questions. How could Baba say that he played his part well? And somebody said that, well, we heard that Baba said that he was my agent and all that. And how is it possible and all that? I said, I didn't hear about him saying that he was his agent or anything, but I know this much, that I've heard with my ears, that he played his part very well, and he helped in my work. How could that be? So then, this topic was there, that people were, financially, they asked Baba about it, and Baba simply said, suppose if the world war hadn't taken place, suppose Hitler were not there, suppose nothing would have happened, how complacent would be the people, they would be leading the humdrum life as they were leading, you see, and complacent about anything and everything and feeling happy and joyous and this and that and laboring and working and all that, it would be a humdrum life. But this came about all of a sudden, and then the suffering, intense suffering was there. But what happens with this intense suffering? We all forget what is at the root of it. That forced them, made them call out to me with all their heart and soul. And that has reached me. And that's beneficial to them. So, in a way, Hitler has played his part very well to get them to me. That's what he told. And, well, sometime back, 2-3 years ago, he says, Eric, don't you think that there are so many Jews around here instead of being other communities and all that, more Jews than Catholics and all that? I said, well, maybe it's Hitler has done it to get them here to him. Yeah, that's I cracked a joke, you see. Now, don't quote me. But it is like that. It is true. His part is always of compassion. And what a true story it is. It's in the Bible.
His not part yet. Is always compassion. Yeah. But he had someone do the dirty work. I mean,
what dirty work?
Hitler got to play the part that he didn't have to do.
Hitler did the dirty work, for him. Maybe you may call it. How would he do unless and until he made him do it? Yeah, it's he who does it, yeah. You do your dirty work, as you say, as a menial, cleaning the sewage and all that. But if you had not the energy, if you not had the strength, if you not had... It's all behind it. It's not you do it. It's the energy, the will to do it. And all that is there. So what happened? Yes, you were saying, asking something?
I think that the idea that...
I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So what happened was that, what were we saying?
About...
So his compassion is so great, it reminds me of a nice story. And that one day, in his lifetime, during his ministry of 3 years that was there, that is according to the recorded history, so he is passing through the streets with his followers, with his disciples, apostles, which we call them the apostles now and all that. He is going through the streets. And there are people, you know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all that. They are just scoffing at him and not only just gaping and looking at him, but hurtling all the abuses and all that sort of thing. So I forget now who was the one who said, Lord, you have no word to tell them anything about it? See how they are, we can't withstand all this sort of things. Have you no other... Please tell them, retort them. You know. This is, what can I do? I have nothing in my wallet except forgiveness. Yeah. I don't have anything to repay them or retort them except in my wallet, my coin is forgiveness that I can pay them, repay them. For that, what they do. Yeah. So it is always the case like that. Yeah. Unbeknown to us, every time he forgives us. Why? In our daily life also. We are not supposed to be what we are now, but because he has forgiven us, that's why it is like that. You all can come here, you all are so young, you all are so bright, you all are so energetic and all this. But then, because of his charity, his compassion, knowing fully well that the day will come when they will become aware, when they will be knowing all these things, and so forth. That's how it is. Yes, what were you saying? Yeah, what is your question?
I was thinking that this idea that what Hitler did to the Jews, to say that this is a punishment for the death of Jesus, that's to accept 2,000 years of anti-Jewish hatred. That's what all the haters of the Jews were saying for 2,000 years, that all the Jews were guilty. I can't accept that idea.
That's what I'm saying. The Baba wouldn't want us to accept such things, because we are belittling him by that.
And they're not Jews for 2,000 years.
And Jesus was Jewish, his followers were Jewish, the people who were opposed to him were Jewish, everybody in the story was Jewish. To say that the Jews killed Jesus is...
Right. And the Jews weren't the only ones who suffered in World War II, in Hitler's hands.
How could they kill him? How could they, unless he wills it? He is considered to be omnipotent. Yeah. The Baba says the greatness of Jesus was not in his working the miracles and raising the dead and giving sight to the blind and doing this and doing that, or driving away the spirits from the... His greatness was being almighty, allowing himself to be crucified. That's his greatness. Yeah, his greatness was that. So how could he... nobody is to be blamed for it all. It was he who saw that the impact of his advent remains lasting. That how he came as man amongst men and through his compassion suffered himself to be humiliated.
So maybe he allows people to suffer so that they can be brought up to his level.
Yeah, of course. It is only through suffering, pain, that we turn towards him. Nothing makes us turn to him. Our backs are towards him. And all that needs to turn us, rotate us properly, so that we face him, is only the pain, the suffering.
It's not a very bright forecast.
Whatever it is.